This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 11th Sept, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day begins with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, making it a great day to be outside. Haifa enjoys mild temperatures with a light breeze. As night falls, expect a warm evening. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, Israel has confirmed the killing of Hamas militant Farah Hamed in a Gaza airstrike earlier today. Also, Ynet reports that the IDF has destroyed Hezbollah tunnels on Ali Taher Ridge, as Israel warns Iran against any intervention. Also this hour, Israel Hayom says the IDF is preparing for decisive operations in southern Lebanon by demolishing Hezbollah's central underground infrastructure. Separately, Australian Jewish News highlights that Melbourne's Rabbi Daniel Rabin is honored as one of the global young Zionist leaders. And finally, a documentary alleging Israeli misconduct in Gaza received a standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival, as reported by JTA. Here's what people are saying online. Joe Roberts noted just minutes ago the global concerns over the word Hasbara, contrasting it with Iran's propaganda efforts. Gabe Draws posted, emphasizing the constant presence of anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism, and wished a good new year to Danny Danon. Danny Danon, a former Israeli ambassador, stated earlier that the mission is clear, to combat anti-Semitism everywhere. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Farah Hamed, involved in planning attacks since 2003, was confirmed dead in an Israeli airstrike. The operation targeted his location in Gaza as part of ongoing military actions. This development marks a significant step in Israel's efforts to dismantle militant networks. Turning to Ynet's coverage, the IDF has cleared Hezbollah's tunnels on Ali Taher Ridge. Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized that Israel will not tolerate Iranian involvement in the region. The operation aims to prevent the use of these tunnels for future attacks. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports that the IDF's focus on demolishing tunnels in southern Lebanon is crucial for neutralizing Hezbollah's strategic stronghold. This action is part of broader efforts to secure Israel's northern border. In a related development, Australian Jewish News honors Rabbi Daniel Rabin as a leading young Zionist. He is the only Australian recognized by the JNF and Jerusalem Post. This acknowledgement highlights his contributions to the Jewish community worldwide. Finally, JTA discusses a controversial documentary that accuses Israel of misconduct in Gaza. The film's reception in Venice has sparked debates about the portrayal of military actions. The Israeli army disputes these claims, urging viewers to consider the complexities of wartime decisions. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports the Dacia Duster 4x4's debut in Israel, offering an affordable off-road vehicle option. Its arrival could change the local automotive landscape. Separately, Keytech highlights internal conflicts within Ariely's controlling partnership over a $30 million loan. The dispute affects their management of Elron, with potential buyers being sought. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Israel's deficit target has been surpassed as tax revenues soar. The economic rebound may face challenges with upcoming defense expenditures. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.